There is no pretension in Chef Rob Connolly's ability and passion to draw inspiration from his community to create dishes that are truly works of culinary art. Connolly works hard to find ingredients that will offer his customers a taste of the pristine Gila National Wilderness. His efforts have not gone unnoticed, not by his loyal customers or by Savoir Magazine, who in December 2012 ranked the Curious Kumquat number 39 in the Savoir 100 list of restaurants of most memorable meals. Connolly celebrated the distinction by getting back to work to honor the award, but not before taking a moment to talk to KRWG.
Yeah, it's the validation we've always wanted. When we opened from day one, we said we want to be not just a locally celebrated restaurant, but a nationally known restaurant. And so it's been our goal. And we cook for a national audience, and that's, you know, that's what we've been able to accomplish.
How would you best describe the restaurant for somebody who's hears a local foraged restaurant?
Well, a lot of people get scared by the idea of foraged food, but you know, around the world, that's common. Of course, the French always go out and pick their mushrooms fresh, and the Italians go out and pick their truffles and using local meats. And what we're doing here is taking that foraging concept in one of the most pristine wildernesses in the country, you know, a place where people really should be foraging versus downtown big city, where I don't want to eat things being foraged off of a vacant lot. Here I've got a pristine grocery store, essentially, and I can go out and grab food from the wilderness, bring it back, and give it a very modern treatment. Because in my business, I don't want to serve you food you can make at home. You can already do that yourself. So what I can do with my modern techniques and my modern recipes is take these very primal ingredients, you know, whether it's juniper berries or mushrooms or watercress or crawfish, and do really amazing things with them. And sometimes that's for you to have a celebration meal, or sometimes it's just a casual lunch.
So what's for dinner tonight?
Tonight we have a Catalonian, which is a Spanish style of venison. We also have Thai red curry duck. And those are both slow cooked, very, very tender.
Tell me a little bit about the your new venture or adventure in the chocolate world.
Well, that's been a longstanding passion of mine, but I've been actually putting much more time into it in the past couple of years and very recently. I've been making a lot of bonbons, truffles, and whatnot. But what's really exciting to me as an artist is chocolate sculptures. And I'm going to a major chocolate sculpture competition up in Rio Rancho in the first week in March. And last year we went to that and we had one of the best sculptures at the event. We were the crowd favorite for the bonbons. You have to do both bonbons and sculpture. But this year we're just going to blow them away. I know what the judges are looking for. The design has I've been working on for about 3 months already. And it's going to be a Victorian era hot air balloon being blown by a chocolate cloud face. It'll be an animated cloud face with a fairy tale Victorian thatch roof village on the ground. This will be 100% chocolate, about 5 feet tall. It's just going to be gorgeous. And I'm pretty confident that we'll win with this one.
The December 2012 issue of Savoir Magazine is out right now. Or you can log on to savoir.com. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.